This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week, we take a trip back to September 8th, 1984, as Bo Schembechler's 14th-ranked Wolverines faced a fierce challenge to start the season. Across the sideline on that Saturday 28 years ago would be Jimmy Johnson's number one-ranked Miami Hurricanes, but that wasn't the only obstacle. No doubt, the athletic department budget had to account for a few broken chairs when Bo found out that Miami, the defending national champion, had scheduled two games in 1984 before the Canes visited Ann Arbor. But perhaps number one Miami was a bit weary, as this would be their third game against a ranked opponent in just 12 days. The tone for this one was set even before the game kicked off. As Bo would do, the Michigan players lined up ones versus ones and two versus twos and hit at full speed in full pads.
We're going to have a foundation of toughness, because I don't care what position you play, this is a tough man's game.
On the other side of the field was a more laid-back approach, as Miami linemen leisurely tossed passes to each other while other players were resting on the brick wall that circled the gridiron. In the first half, the only points were the result of a Miami fumble. A 6-yard Bob Perryman touchdown gave Team 105 a 6-0 lead, and that score held up into the half. In the third quarter, the Canes went up 7-6 when Bernie Kosar connected with Eddie Brown on a 32-yard TD, but the U would not get theirs on this day. Over the afternoon, quarterback Jim Harbaugh handed the ball to four different backs who pounded away 225 yards on the ground and grinded out the clock. Bob Perryman scored his second and third touchdown runs of the day to put Michigan up 19-17. Kosar tried to rally the Canes back by leading an 80-yard touchdown drive, but coach Jimmy Johnson quickly realized this would not be his day. And with each foiled Miami drive, Johnson's famously hairsprayed locked hair became undone. After Michigan's Rodney Lyle snatched his third reception of the game, Bob Bergeron nailed a 27-yard field goal to seal the 22-14 victory for the victors. The story here was Bo's Big Ten-style beatdown in the form of a ball-control offense. The Wolverines held the pigskin for nearly 36 minutes of clock time. On the other side of the ball, Michigan's D confounded Kosar all day, sacking him three times and forcing a whopping six interceptions. Consider the U of M defense forced a Miami turnover on every 3 minutes the Canes held the ball in the 22-14 victory over the defending national champions. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.